Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 4 of Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and pleading, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things you have learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now, at last, you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked an opportunity to act. Not that I speak from need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
Does it surprise you that Paul wrote today's scripture passage when he was in prison? He didn't know what his future held, whether he'd be freed or punished or killed. But he had learned to be content in all circumstances, good or bad. How many of us can make that claim? It's not uncommon to feel discontentment when we cannot control our situation. And as long as our satisfaction depends on whether certain things work out, circumstances will continue to steal our peace. Paul was not saying that we'll never experience anxiety or frustration again. Rather, what matters is how we respond when those feelings grip us. This is something Paul had to learn. He endured tremendous suffering, from shipwrecks and hunger to unjust imprisonment and beatings. He knew as well as anyone that situations can be painful and seemingly hopeless. But he finally discovered that true contentment came from Jesus, not the situation he found himself in. How do you respond when circumstances are out of your control? Paul chose to give his anxieties to Jesus in exchange for peace that surpasses all comprehension. That same peace is available to anyone whose trust is in Jesus Christ.